Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I finished answering a question. So let's start the next question today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, now our next Q&A, and here we are. Boy, I tell you what, I thought, boy, how much am I going to have here? I probably don't have enough here to do much with, and here I've gotten carried away, and we've got quite a few question and answers going over, and I don't even think we're at the halfway point yet. Okay, this one says, to begin, I truly enjoy your sermons based on the King James Bible. I noticed that you use agape love and filio, which means like. Agape, love, filio, like. I do have a problem trying to reason that out. Could we say the Father liked the Son in John 5:20 and loved his Son in John 10:17 after he declared to lay down his life? John 5:20, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. John 10:17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. Or that Luke stated the Pharisees loved the uppermost seats, while Matthew stated they liked the uppermost seat. Luke 11:43, woe to you Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the market. Matthew 23:6, Pharisees love the uppermost rooms of feast, and the thieves and the chief seats in the synagogue. Again, I do truly benefit from the edification. So I answered this listener. I said, thank you for your kind letter and question. I know you are one who seeks the knowledge of God and His Word. And I, by the way, let me just say, I know that because of his question and the way he's asked it here, and I don't know this person on a personal level. But I said, thank you for your kind letter and questions. Shows that you are one who seeks the knowledge of God and his word. One must understand the word agape was formed in that day for religious literature and was used mainly to describe the love God has for us. Now, I will insert that some of those that used this word also used it in their strange gods and made it a different kind of love. But it is a love that only God is capable of having, was the idea of the word. And we can only have this depth of love when we allow the Holy Ghost to govern our lives through the Word of God and love through us. Now, I will digress in order to illustrate the importance of the word. In John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, it says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now the first question in verse 15, Jesus asked, lovest thou me more than these? He used the word agape. Peter answered, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." But Peter used the word philio instead of agape. He was affirming a very strong friendship love for God. And that being the case, and the fact that he used that word, Peter is called of God an apostle. But he is also told to feed my sheep. It is interesting that the Lord wanted those who preached the word to teach the word and sound doctrine to the people who are saved, his lamb. Okay, so he wanted them to teach and preach the word to them. If you have this filial love, you have this strong friendship love for me, you preach and teach my people. You feed the children of God. Well, the second time, we read that he asked him again, "Lovest thou me?" And again, Jesus used the word agape. And Peter answers with the word filio again the second time. And the Lord tells him to feed his sheep. The third time, Jesus then says, "Lovest thou me?" And Peter's grieved. Now, why is Peter grieved? Well, this time Jesus used filio thou me. Now he's questioning his friendship love. Even his friendship love is questioned, and each time after Peter's answer, the Lord tells him to feed his sheep. Oh, Peter, Lord, you know I love you. You know I have a filio for you. You know it's a very strong filio. You know that I with all my heart, I filio you. And the Lord says, then feed my sheep. Obviously, teaching the word of God, as it is to men as they are, is very important to our Lord and God. It is important then to understand that agape is the highest form of love that one can have, and both agape and filio at the same time. Okay? You can have agape and filio at the same time. A husband should have both for his wife. Parents should have both for their children. Filio can be very strong. I've read of soldiers who threw their bodies on a grenade to save their buddies in a foxhole. That's a camaraderie with them. He loves his fellow soldiers in a filial way, and he gives his life to save them. It is a filial love that is very strong that would give his life for them. Yet, it may be very strong, although it's not on the level of the love God would have for us. Now, in the passages you mentioned, we see first John 5:20. It states, "For the Father loved the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth." The use of filio has a purpose. He has healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. The scribes and Pharisees are upset with him for doing it on the Sabbath. The Jews want to stone him for healing on the Sabbath day. But it's even more blasphemous to them when he says, "My Father worketh here too, and I work." The Jews had called God Father, but not by the name that showed they were the seed of God in the physical sense. That is, the idea is that he was using the word weos, which meant he was the physical seed of God. They thought more in realms of spiritual or adopted. So they knew that Jesus was saying he was equal to God. As a father in the family business, showing his firstborn son all the ropes and telling him to do something a specific way, and the son then does it, for that is the will of the father. The father has shown the son these things. Now, if one does not have a son, then he may teach a close friend, because he is his best friend or a close friend. He has a great love for that person, a filial love. God the Father always had agape love for his son. Jesus was His Son throughout all eternity past. God is a spirit, and so too was Jesus in eternity past. But we see Jesus in what the theologians like to call a Christophany in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Listen as I read that. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness, as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard the voice of one that spake. Now, reading that, understand that that is a Christophany. You say, what does that mean? That is simply this, that this was Jesus Christ before he ever took on human flesh, sitting on that throne. And that's the one that is seen there, the appearance of his loins, even upward and downward. In other words, the appearance of fire, brightness round about, and so forth. All of that is looking at the glory of Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Christ, before he took on human flesh. He always was the Son of God throughout eternity past. The Pharisees will see that God would only do this through Jesus in his humanity, as a father would do for an only son. They must see Jesus is not only the Son of God, but he is also is in the triune relationship, the friend of God. This does not mean that at the same moment, God the Father is not full of agape for his Son. Rather, it is the emphasis at the moment for the sake of those unbelieving Jews. When you go to John chapter 10, verse 17, he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Remember, he'll later go on to say, no man take it from me, I lay it down. Okay, so this is now revealing the highest form of love that God has. This is his benevolent love that gives for the complete need of those he loves. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, it says, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. My friend, that is a benevolent love, in that it meets the need of the object loved that the object could not obtain on their own. That's God's agape love for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.